Time to find out what's doing around the Muswellbrook Shire District with Mayor Steve Reynolds. How are you doing this morning, mate?
Morning, Bear. I'm doing well. Thanks, yourself.
Not too bad. Let's get through a couple of things first of all. Sandy Hollow, what's happening at the park there?
Yeah, so after a few rain and delays, the works have completed at the Pocket Park out there at Sandy Hollow.
Yep.
We're talking about the existing park. There was upgraded to include landscaping and new timber fencing, the installation of garden beds and turf.
Nice.
A water station and nature playground, and two amazing wood sculptures by Demon Chainsaw artist Mark Ray. So fantastic for the Sandy Hollow community and great for tourists travelling through.
Got that right. Also, the intersection at Macca's. What's happening there?
Yeah, so the Thompson Street New England Highway intersection. There's works including changes to layout, traffic lights, pedestrian crossings, new curb and guttering, drainage and footpath. It's all about safety for the pedestrians as a key factor, and it'll provide a safer access and improved function for busy intersections. So
also safer when you're coming out of Macca's if you want to turn right. It's going to make a lot safer.
My word. Yeah. My word. Yeah. It's fantastic. And, of course, the school will eventually across the road there.
The Pacific Brook Christian School eventually.
Potentially, yeah. They're going through their rezoning application at tonight's meeting. So,
but tonight's meeting, you've got a lot to have to chat about. The Upper Hunter Development Corporation, is that the right?
Yeah. The Upper Hunter Economic Development Corporation. Yes, you're correct. It's going to be a big decision tonight for the councillors. You know, it's funded to the tune of a few million dollars a year out of the council's budget, and it does provide economic growth for our community. It's just a democratic process, the same as it's been. I'm one of the 12 councillors. They've all got their business papers to read through, so we need to make the decision for the best interests of the community.
Okay. Tenders, what's changing with that?
So we're just the normal, every year we have tenders go out for tender process, and the panels from everything from carpentry, plumbing, legal services. So, you know, I've seen a few changes recommended there in relation to new tenders coming in. So that's all done by the staff. The staff do an amazing job at Muswellbrook Shire Council. So, yeah, it's all systems go at the moment. We just got to get the job done.
Sure do. We touched on it a moment ago, rezoning where Pacific Brook want to go.
Yeah.
That needs to be voted on tonight, is that right?
That's correct. It's a very big business paper, and that's another one that's in there. So it comes down to the recommendations that staff have put forward. Council is going through and doing their homework, and it's currently zoned as forestry, I believe. So, yeah.
Forestry. Oh, that's because there was a nursery there. That makes perfect sense.
You've just got me on the top of my head after being in 50 million one meetings at the moment. So, yeah, no, that's going to be an interesting one, mate. So,
last of all, share the good news regarding a local business.
Yeah, we should have a drum roll, really, shouldn't we?
I'll put one in later.
But, mate, I think the most exciting news at the moment for mums and dads of the community is that we've kept Best and Less in Muswellbrook.
That's fantastic. Now, they were packing up. They were closing. In fact, they had a closing down sale. Mrs. Bear and myself popped in there for a squiz the other day to see if there was a bargain. But they will be here in Muswellbrook. They will be relocating, though.
Yeah, we're very confident that they will be moving into the marketplace.
Excellent.
So we've been through negotiations with the Best and Less. Of course, there is always a lot of social media commentary on why isn't council doing this, why isn't council doing that.
Yep.
At the time, as soon as the announcement was made, and the staff over at Muswellbrook are obviously well aware this is the case, the staff and I, senior staff, were down to business, talking plans and what we could do.
Yep.
And, you know, we can't come out and discuss these things publicly.
No, there's commercial in confidence.
Oh, yeah. And I guess it was frustrating seeing council getting slanged out when we were really working hard behind the scenes, and Best and Less is now staying in Muswellbrook.
Why was it important for council to keep them here?
Look, it's another retail. They're a great supplier. It's the jobs for the people of the community as well. Mm-hmm. But it comes to cost-effective clothing and even, I've seen you walking around with a Panthers shirt from over there. But
excuse me. I don't wear that. You're thinking of Pete Holland.
I was having a shot.
I have bought some singlets from there in my time, that's for sure.
Just a shot. But it is. It's a great thing for the community, and we can't afford to lose too many more retail stores. So to find out that they were moved on because it was a new lessor over there, we went out of our way to see what we could do to assist them in staying, having that, council does own the marketplace. I even got off my butt and made a few phone calls to a couple of private landlords, and was no space that really met their requirements, but we were able to find somewhere in the marketplace that did meet their requirements. So.
Well, that is great news for the mums and dads of not just Muswellbrook, but also other parts of the Upper Hunter, because otherwise the drive would have been that much longer. So I'm sure I say congratulations and thank you on behalf of everybody.
Oh, look, it's part of our role, really, to deliver these things, but hopefully we'll see the store open by the end of June. There's going to be a closure period because they need to do the fit-out, et cetera. So,
yes.
And a new, shiny U-Butte.
Big opening sale.
Best and less office. It'll be fantastic.
Looking forward to that. Don't forget, of course, you've got the meeting for Muswellbrook Shire Council tonight. Muswellbrook RSL, all welcome?
Yes, all are welcome, 6 p.m. tonight. And if you can't be there, part of the transparency. Part of the transparency, it'll be streamed live on YouTube.
As always, Steve Reynolds, thank you very much for dropping by. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, mate.